Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head,
your pumpkin face? Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov
for help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Greetings, this is your friend Aisha with Here to Inspire, and I'm here to invite you to an extra special event that I am going to be hosting November 25th entitled The Power of Silence. The Power of Silence is a silent overnight retreat where we'll be taking you from a constant state of chatter, 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 chatter to a space of stillness, peace, quiet. Now, this retreat is open to everyone, whether you have ever been quiet in your life for 5 minutes or more, or you're a regular meditator and you understand the importance of going within. Either way, this is for you. It's going to be the day after Thanksgiving, the perfect time for us to come together. We'll indulge in a sweat lodge, guided meditation. There'll be a yoga class the next day, nature walks, journaling sessions, and time for reflection and healing treatments such as reflexology from Brother Robert Pugh with Happy Feet. We'll also be featuring life coach Ade, who will be speaking to us about the power of silence on Friday evening. I mean, this event is really, really going to be beautiful. I look forward to meeting and greeting you all there. For more information, go to www.heretoinspire.info or call 866-529-9422. The Power of Silence, November 25th at 7 o'clock p.m. Take some time out for self. You deserve it. Peace.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
May I walk? loving kindness. May I walk, may I walk,
may I walk
in peace,
in peace.
May I walk,
may I walk
in peace,
in peace.
May I walk,
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 may I walk
in peace.
May I walk.
Walk,
always walk
in peace.
May we walk
in peace.
May we walk in beauty and peace and groundedness and joy and compassion. In this moment, right now, right here, we allow it to be. We affirm that it is. And we let it be, we let it be. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Karen Drucker. In beauty may I walk. Her website address is karendrucker.com, karendrucker.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, transformation takes place, and you make a difference. You make a difference. You make a difference simply because you are, because you exist, because you're on this planet, because you're breathing right now. You make a difference. And only you get to decide what kind of difference you're making. When you start reading other people's stories, ooh, be careful. Regardless of what they say, the most important story, the book you need to read is your book. So when you realize that, wow, I'm making a powerful impact. Even though I have a vision for the future, in this moment, I'm making a powerful impact in somebody's life as a mother, as a father, as a coworker. Just because I'm here, simply because I'm listening to this show right now, I am making a difference because your energy, your vibration will and is changing. And as you hear the words and it activates the Godness within you, you're making a difference. So you can just be at peace, walk in beauty, and know that you are grounded. And so it is, and so it is, and so we are. Yes, you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Today we're talking about staying grounded in a busy world. I mean, busyness seems to be like some kind of qualification now. Like people look down at you if you're not busy. Don't start talking because you know you're going to go into one. We'll come back to that. Let's do the numbers and get it out of the way, okay? But are you busy? Are you struggling with having time? He said he's going to do an announcement. He's not in control. I think he is, but he's not. He just listens and he lets everything else happen. So are you struggling? Are you trying to find space to meditate, to be still? Does your world seem so crazy? You don't know if you're coming and going. Well, this is the perfect show for you. Are there people in your life who just their business drives you nuts? When they show up in the room, you're just like, oh, God, you're making me nervous. I can't think. Well, this is the right show for you. He thinks he's about to do the announcement, but let's see what happens. Welcome, welcome, all of you in the chat room. It's nice to see you. Ah, nice to have you here. Silent listeners, disguised guests, we truly, truly love you. The Harley Tamara is in the house. Celeste is in the house. Deborah, Reverend Deborah is in the house. Not Deborah Johnson. Reverend Deborah is coming, actually, just so you know. We're working on some dates, and we'll let you know when that happens. So that's a good way to segue to go into announcements. Oh, thank you, God, for working with me. So speaking of announcements, Lisa Williams, medium psychic, the Lisa Williams that you may have seen on television and radio, Hay House. Yes, she is coming here tomorrow. She's here to hold your hands between heaven and earth and connect you with your loved ones. Maybe things that you're going through and growing through right now to help you see what is really going on behind the scenes. Because sometimes we get so busy, we don't take time to stop and see what's going on behind the scene. And we're just fussing about what's not happening on stage. The stage is the end product. Don't worry too much about the stage of your life. The most important part of your life is what's happening behind the scene. Most people don't always see that. They're meditating, they're crying, the joy, the peace, the disappointment, all of that. That's the real work. How do you pull it all together? Thank you all for being here. Lisa Williams will be here tomorrow. And let's see, what else? Check out our website, lifeconversationsmedia.com, for upcoming guests and everything else that we're doing. And next week, Monday, we have Dr. Mark Armstrong joining us. He's going to be talking about the mind-body-spirit connection. Dr. Mark Armstrong is a powerful doctor, naturopathic doctor, and just passionate. We've had him on the show, when we were in England, and then, I've been interviewed him at least 3 times, I think, I can remember now. Just a powerful, loving, compassionate brother. He's going to be here on Monday, and then Tuesday, Tiffany Campbell is going to be talking about how to use yoga to release and activate our creative self. You know, the whole thing about writer's block. So she'll be here next Tuesday. Stay tuned. Make sure you favorite the show. Listen. On this page, if you listen online right now, there's a button at the top. There's a button right at the top. Click that. It says follow. So that way you can get regular updates of what's happening, what's going to happen. We also invite you and ask you lovingly, joyfully, excitedly, compassionately, joyfully. I said that already. In other words, okay, we just ask you, come on, please, just share the show with your friends, your lovers, your haters, your enemies, and your frenemies, all of them. Because, you know, you are one with all. Tell them about Life Conversations Radio. Like the page right now that you're listening to and post it, text it, tweet it. Whatever. All the stuff you do to share the good stuff and all the other videos, maybe craziness is going on in the world. Oh, I can't believe this. But we share it. But anyway, I think that's about it. And if not, then you'll find out later. For those of you who are just stepping into the House of Love, make sure you check out heretoinspire.info, heretoinspire.info for the upcoming silent retreat. Power of Silence, where we can get still. That's happening the day after Thanksgiving in Atlanta, Georgia, and I will be facilitating the conversation around the importance of being still, of resting, of tuning in, of being quiet, of shutting it up so you can listen down, deep down within your consciousness. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Paddy on LifeConversationsRadio.com, staying grounded in a busy world as we get ready to take off. Ooh, I like how that flow. If you could just sit there on. I don't have mine on yet. I'm not quite comfortable in this seat yet. Let me push my button so somebody can bring me a glass of, maybe a cup of tea. I'm not quite comfortable yet, but I'll be there. Donna, Rebecca, welcome all of you. Thank you for being here. So we are talking about staying grounded. How many of you feel like you just displaced, misplaced, confused, stuck? Don't know what's going on. Or maybe you're actually not there. You're in a place where you kind of feel grounded, even though every now and then you get triggered by some stuff going on around you. It's all good. Wherever you are is where you're supposed to be. Let's talk about business. We've got some things to share with you, quite a lot. Well, there's always a lot to share. But what we will share is what needs to be shared, because I'm learning that every day I do the show. Staying grounded in a busy world. I said earlier, you know, it's almost like some of us feel guilty if we're not busy. We feel guilty because we don't have anything to do. We just want to chill. We want to relax. We just want to just kick back. Because others are saying, I'm busy. I don't have time for that. Oh, shit. Man, I don't have time for that. Girl, I don't even have time. I don't know if I'm coming or going. And we talk about that as if that's something to be proud of. Or we need to be complimented for being busy. You know, you can be busy being about your beingness, who you really are, or if whatever you're doing is coming from a place of just coming from your core. I was observing myself. It's interesting when I do my shows. I think it has to do with the energy of the topics. And as I was preparing for my show, I felt this anxiety, felt like I'm not ready, and I felt like I needed to rush. And that happens sometimes, depending on what I'm talking about. If it's going with the flow, I feel like, oh, where is the flow? I can't find the flow. Does anybody have a code to the flow? And I'm getting ready to talk about the flow. I don't even know how to spell the flow. But I really do believe that it's the energy, and it helps me tap into what's really going on and challenges that people are going through, their parents who listen to the show, mothers, single parents, and saying, you know, I want to be still. I want to be still and let God love me, but I got children. I got to go to work. You know, just reasons upon reasons. I won't even call it excuses. It's just what it is. And we all have reasons why we're busy. We can say, well, our job, we've got to fly here, got to do this. I don't have time. It's too noisy. I can't sleep during the night because I live in an apartment and the people upstairs can't stop moving. I just can't get... We have all the reasons why it's hard to stay grounded. But I want you to think about this. If you live in an area where there are trees, flowers, or any kind of plant, if you look out there, if you see a tree that's not grounded, you're going to do something about it. Because you know, especially if you own your home, you're like, oh, we're going to bring that tree down because it's not grounded. You know what happens if a tree of anything is not grounded. It's not stable. It can fall anytime, literally. So think about yourself. How much time are you investing in being grounded? Even if you have a million and one things to do, how much time are you investing in being grounded? To those of us who drive, no matter how late we are, no matter how many things we want to do or have to do, if we're driving somewhere and we look at that gauge, the gas gauge, and it says it's on low, we may push it a little bit, which is kind of ridiculous. Oh, we won't get it at this gas station. Maybe I get it close to where I'm going, get it close to my job. But either way, you know you have to get the gas. You have to get it, petrol if you're in Australia or in England. You know you got to stop. Even though you know you're late, but you still have to stop to get some gas. If you don't get the gas, you run out of gas, your car stops moving, then you're even more late. Now, same, I want you to just think of that analogy, because we're going to talk about meditation and other tips. But the first thing I want to talk about, meditation is you stopping at your fuel station and getting gassed up. So if you say, you just don't understand, I don't have time to meditate, I tell you, you don't have time not to meditate. Just think about that. People say, well, you know, when I meditate, my thoughts, I can't be still. I just can't get with meditation. We have all these stories. Shut it up and listen in. Nobody's interested in the story. That's just your mind. Some of us don't give ourselves enough time to really enjoy, embrace the benefits of meditation. Some people go into meditation saying, well, let me see if my life is changed. Let me see if I can walk on water. Let me see if I can manifest gold out of thin air. If that's not happening, I'm just going back to my busy life. Well, you're free to do whatever you want to do, but guess what? One day your body would say, I'm done. I'm staying in bed. You can go wherever you're going, but I'm staying in bed. And I tell you, when your body decides to stay in bed, some of us are successfully dragging our bodies out of bed, but you know what that feels like. You're yawning in a car. You can't focus. People are getting your nerves. You feel like it's a horrible day. You feel like it's karma kicking your butt. And it's not. You did not stop to refuel. You did not stop to gas yourself up. Now, if you have any confusion about meditation, I'm going to read something from Jack's book, Jack Armstrong. I read something yesterday, Lessons from the Source. But here's a simple way to think of meditation. If this doesn't work for you, we need a one-on-one session. LifeCoachAde.com. 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 We need a one-on-one session. Think of meditation like this. you are connected to God. You're connected to Source, the source of all things, the creator of all things. So when you're meditating, you're powering up your source generator. You're turning on that source generator. So when you take some time to be still and listen, you're activating your source generator that is within you so that you can be resourced by your source generator. So when you're resourced, when you feel connected to that inner power, that inner essence of who you are, and even though you might have a crazy supervisor, crazy employee, or just you're just a crazy one, you can deal with yourself. You can do what I do sometimes. Some of you heard me on the show. You start talking to yourself. Okay, life coach, Addy, chill out. Shit, just stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I have to talk to myself. Just stop it now. Okay? A friend of mine said to me, you know, one of the things I like about listening to your show, you argue with yourself. And I do. Because there's another self that just wants to have a shallow conversation. Oh, do this, do that. Do this, focus on that. It's like, no. We are going to do what's happening now. You're going to be in this moment. So meditation is the one thing I want you to really start looking at differently. It has so many benefits, health benefits, spiritual benefits, psychological benefits, physical, I mean, you just name it. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. Number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And somebody is trying to sign into my chat room. Get out! Another user has logged into your account. Oh, my God. You are now disconnected. I am never disconnected. I don't care who tries to get into my account because I ain't tripping. I trust in the source within me. So let's just refresh this and then come back. We refresh. When you rest, when you meditate, you refresh. Ooh, I love it. Okay, let's read. I feel something happening. Can y'all feel it? 347-426-3346. Life is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be exciting. Now, that doesn't mean you don't go through the challenges, especially. I told parents and mothers and fathers, you know, mothers and particularly mothers saying, I don't know what my life is about. I feel useless. I feel like I'm not living my purpose. Guess what? The highest form of spiritual practice is to raise another child. If you're a mother now, regardless of what your family is saying about how you're raising your child, regardless of what society is saying about how you're raising your children, you are practicing the highest form of spiritual practice. You should consider yourself evolved. The next one, right beneath it, real close, is romantic relationships, marriage. It's the highest form of spiritual practice. Don't let nobody fool you. I don't care how good you think you're doing or how bad you think you're doing. If you're raising a child, if you're raising children, that's the highest form of spiritual practice. So you can at least say, well, you know, I am serving the greater good because I'm raising another human being. I'm being the place and the space for another spirit to evolve and grow. Pat yourself on the back. In the chat room, Nahali said, I try to do mantras while stuck in traffic. Does this help? I don't know. You said you tried to do it. Does it help? You answer it. I don't know. Does it help you? See, there's so many ways to meditate. But mantras help people. You know, sometimes when I'm tripping, Karen Drucker's song, she has a song called All Is Well. And without thinking, I will find myself singing All Is Well. And then that will actually bring me aware. It makes me conscious. Oh, okay, why am I singing this song? But mindfulness can work. Sometimes just stopping and breathing in and becoming consciously aware of your breath. Just that second, that minute. You don't even need a minute. You can just take 10 seconds to just that recalibrates you, like the GPS. That's the moment where you say, recalculating. Maybe someone asked you a question that you think is a dumb question. Maybe someone said something that you thought, you said what? And you want to snap? And then you can come from that place and say, you know what? Let's not talk about that right now. But the thing is, you may not even know. You may not be able to think of what to say. But when you take that holy breath, what needs to be said will come through you. So let's read something from Jack's book. So, Nahali, does mantra work for you? Let me read Jack, and I'll come back to the chat. Maybe, maybe not. Jack Armstrong, Celeste, Lessons from the Source. And as I say, Jack is going to be here in about 2 weeks' time. On meditation, this is what God had to say about meditation. This is what God had to say about meditation. I'm telling you, this is what God told me. Okay, calm down. This is what God told Jack Armstrong. Let me remind you again to find time for meditation. Even if it's belief, even if it's brief, the relaxed condition of your mind and body will do much to enable you to maintain a peaceful state of consciousness. Don't get caught up in time. Meditation is important to you. You may not yet have found it to be a time of communication with me meaning God, but that is not important, for our communication is in divine order. It is, however, an important way for you to relax your mind and body, which will, in turn, make you more receptive to my word and to your good. Which will, in turn, make you more receptive to my word and to your good. That's what meditation does. That's one of the things. It will make it more natural for you to feel at one with the flow of divine life. It will make it more natural for you to feel at one with the flow of divine life. You should discipline yourself to take time at least twice during each day to pause for meditation. Remove any specific expectations about the process or what will happen as a result. The relaxation of your system is reason enough to continue. You will find yourself more alert and open to good that is all around you, and you will be able to claim it and accept it with quiet confidence. Quiet confidence. The relaxed, still state is very helpful to your attunement. Even though your conscious mind may not be able to determine a specific positive outcome, the simple act of placing yourself in a meditative state will do much to bring you closer to me meaning God, even though you may not feel it directly. Do not fall out of the practice of meditating because you do not see results. It is not necessary to see them or feel them in the short term. The process itself is the key. Make a strong effort to take the time at least twice a day to join with me in this way. You will be glad you did. As you meditate, focus on things of beauty and things that spark feelings of joy. Feel yourself in the flow. Allow it to wash away the heaviness that tries to overwhelm you. As you know, it will be a struggle. It will be a struggle until you are able to allow the natural process to take over. To take over you. That's an expression, a little bit about meditation from Lessons from the Source. The Source is telling you how to get resourced. And the book, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. Everything that you're going through and growing through is for your spiritual growth and transformation. So even when you think you are stuck, you're not. Even when you think you're overwhelmed, all that's happening is you're having so many thoughts at once that you can't move in a direction, so you say you're stuck. You're thinking, well, maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that, maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that. Well, I don't know if I do that. Well, I did that last time, that didn't work. Well, maybe I should meditate, maybe I should pray, maybe I should listen to a radio show. You can't go nowhere with that. So when you find yourself in that space, in that place, maybe nothing, just maybe be still. Just, it's not about how long you meditate. It's not about time. It's simply that you do it. It's simply that you do it. That's all that's needed. It's a practice, a spiritual practice, a spiritual practice. Meditation helps you disconnect from the mental chatter. Some of us, we get ourselves so caught up that everything around us is peaceful, everybody is grounded, and we're talking about, I can't be around these crazy people. They're just too frantic for me. They're too busy for my liking. And people looking at you like, hello, you spot it, you got it. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AonLifeConversationsRadio.com. The topic, staying grounded requires slowing down. The topic is staying grounded in a busy world, in a busy moment. We're going to take a quick break, and then I've got something I want to share with you that we found on Daily Om. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Om. Oops, who was that? Did I just sing? No, it wasn't me. I had a buddy experience. Let's take a break. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Are you feeling grounded right now? Well, if you're not feeling grounded right now, then we need to talk. Because if this is not grounding you, then I don't know what will. I'm not even coming from an ego place. Because I was feeling rushed and anxious at the beginning of the show. I'm relaxed. I'm so relaxed. I'm singing. I only do that when I'm relaxed. But if your life is very busy and you're struggling, and you're just struggling with relationship, you're struggling with your job, you're struggling with no job, you're struggling with keeping your house clean, you're struggling with your kids because the minute you drop them at school, you get a call from the school to come and get them. 347-426-3346. Maybe you've discovered a tool that helps you stay grounded, and you want to share with the world, because when you share with the world, we all reap the benefit and we all grow together. Let's take a break. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Please share the show, like the page, post it, tweet it, shout it, send smoke signal, just yell it. When people are acting a fool, say, what y'all need is Life Conversations Radio. What's that? Just go listen. Just go listen. You'll find out. Don't even debate. Don't argue. Just send them here. Send them a link, lifeconversationsradio.com, because we're changing lives and we haven't even started yet.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Greetings. This is your friend Aisha with Here to Inspire, and I'm here to invite you to an extra special event that I am going to be hosting November 25th entitled The Power of Silence. The Power of Silence is a silent overnight retreat where we'll be taking you from a constant state of chatter, 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 to a space of stillness, peace, quiet. Now, this retreat is open to everyone, whether you have ever been quiet in your life for 5 minutes or more, or you're a regular meditator and you understand the importance of going within. Either way, this is for you. It's going to be the day after Thanksgiving, the perfect time for us to come together. We'll indulge in a sweat lodge. guided meditation, there'll be yoga class the next day, nature walks, journaling sessions, and time for reflection and healing treatments such as reflexology from Brother Robert Pugh with Happy Feet. We'll also be featuring life coach Ade, who will be speaking to us about the power of silence on Friday evening. I mean, this event is really, really going to be beautiful. I look forward to meeting and greeting you all there. For more information, go to www.heretoinspire.info or call 866-529-9422. The Power of Silence, November 25th at 7 o'clock p.m. Take some time out for self. You deserve it. Peace.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Yes, indeed, have courage and make that move. Have courage and make that move in consciousness. Silence, meditation, being still will connect you with your God self, will activate your Godness, will help you get clear when you're confused, will help you see the message when you think you're only surrounded by mess. When you take time to be still, when you get real serious about who and what you are, everything else will follow. You become your own reference point. When you're traveling, those of you who've been in a plane before, some people are afraid. I can't even imagine some people have never been in a plane before. I just can't wrap my tiny little brain around it. You've never been in a plane? What? Wake up and smell the coffee. But anyway, I digress. But when you're in a plane and they're doing the safety, whatever they call it, and the flight attendant and showing you, putting on seatbelts if there's in case of an emergency, most of us don't pay attention because we've seen it over and over again, whatever. As a matter of fact, some of us, we don't want to pay attention because we don't want to think the plane's going to crash. So we think not paying attention means the plane won't crash. But guess what? If you don't pay attention, you might actually be distracted going down. But anyway, okay, stop it. But when they're showing you, when they're telling you what to do in case of an emergency, if the cabin is losing air, they always, 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 some of you know where I'm going with this, to put the oxygen mask on yourself, even if you have a child with you, even if you have an infant, if you have a baby, put it on yourself first. It's counterintuitive for parents to say, what do you mean? You mean I should take care of myself first before I take care of my children? If you put it in that order, say, before, but looking at what you're doing, you're resourcing yourself. You're giving yourself, you're connecting to whatever needs to be connected, the oxygen of life through meditation, through the gas mask, so that you can be clear, you can be focused enough to help your child who may be fidgety, who may say, don't put that on me, that's uncomfortable. You are worth it, like Nahali said in the chat room. Regardless of people take your spiritual practice seriously or not, who gives a hoot what other people think about your spiritual practice? The only person that's important, the only person that needs to value their spiritual practice is you. If you don't value it, you're in trouble. Because then people will toss you from here to there and there and here and all over the place. Kefa, my brother, it's nice to see you. Thank you for coming here and dropping some masculine energy in here. You know, it's always nice to have a masculine energy. But anyway, I'm going to leave that alone because I can feel myself going in a direction. Mariana, my dear friend, how are you doing? How are you feeling? It's nice to see you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're holding a lot of truth for you and with you. So here we go. Let's see. Open all these browsers. Let's get out of here. Let's pull this up. Here's an article. Here's 10 tips to help you stay grounded. We shared a lot, but there's more. This is an article from the Daily Om, om.com. Don't sing. Don't do it. Focus. Pretend you're serious. Pretend you're a serious host so people will take you seriously. Not. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. The only thing I take serious is having fun and being joyful. So here's some tips for you. 10 tips. Live simply and live deliberately. By choosing not to get caught up in the details of the fast-paced world, you are doing your part to slow down the speed of life. You will also discover that you have more time to enjoy and be alive. Live simply and live deliberately. You can do it. It might take some time, but you can do it. Number two, stay in touch with yourself. Stay in touch with yourself. Betty just posted something on Facebook, and it said, "Woman, know thyself." If you don't know yourself, you are no good to anybody because you don't know how to show up because you don't have a clue about who and what you are. The journey of life is simply an opportunity for us to know ourselves as God, as spirit, as infinite, as a soul. So, number two, stay in touch with yourself. Soul searching, meditation, and journaling are just a few of the many activities you can take part in to stay aware and learn as much as you can about your emotions, reactions, your likes, your dislikes, your dreams, and fears. Having a solid sense of self gives you a firm foundation for living in this world. Having a solid sense of self gives you a firm foundation for living in this world. I will add this to it. When you have a firm, a solid sense of self, that's like roots. That's like your root going deep into the earth. Then nothing happens that can shake you. Now you might lean to the side and you might feel like, ooh, that hurts. But you will spring back up like a palm tree. You're so flexible. You're not so rigid, so uptight. You get the picture. Let's keep it going. Step number three, support or teach others as often as you can. Support or teach others as often as you can. Each and every one of us are here to teach, to learn, to inspire, to serve, to support, to receive, and to give. And I tell you, when you teach others from a place of understanding, inner standing, compassion, you get the benefit. You reap the benefit first. I've said this, I've said it again, I've said it so many times, I would say this is a ministry disguised as a radio show, and I am so resourced by the opportunity to teach, to share, to be silly, to laugh, to just have fun, to be able to support people that are going through life's challenges. I get so much. When I finish the show sometimes, I'm just like buzzing. I just want to be still and just woo, so I can align myself. Most times when I finish my show, all you hear me say is, I'm just so grateful. I am so grateful to be able to serve, to help other people see who they are. When you support and teach others as often as you can, it will help you see yourself. It will help you see your value. Support and teach others as often as you can. This can help you form connections with people while also giving you an opportunity to make the world a better place. Number four, consciously choose what you will allow into your being. Consciously choose. Because you can go with the flow and consciously choose what you're going to say. Consciously choose what you will allow into your being. The media bombards us with visions of hate, war, and pain. Be judicious about read, watch, and listen to. Be very careful. Pay attention. Listen. Be discerning about what you watch. If it's a movie, if you're watching a movie, you go with a friend, and it's just too much for your soul, your spirit, tell you, just say you got to go. Now, if they want to keep watching it, so be it. I know that's a bit drastic, but sometimes that's what we do. We don't want to get up because we don't want them to be upset. This is the first date, or my friends don't. No, take care of yourself. Or you can say, I will go watch another movie, and we'll meet outside. Number five, Acknowledge the beauty that resides around you. Whether you live in a sprawling metropolis or stereotypical suburbs, there are natural and man-made wonders just waiting to be discovered by you. Wherever you live, you live in the ghetto, you live in the suburbs, or the ghetto suburbs, wherever you live in the basement, or you live in a little room, spend time to acknowledge the beauty that resides around you. Number six, nurture your ties to your tribe. This is so important. So important. I'll take a break when you just think about that. Numbers 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're taking your calls. We're right here. This is it. We can slow you down just through the power of the spoken word. We'll speak some truth into your life, into your consciousness. You'll hear the words, but your soul will be transformed. Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Let's go back to number six. I think it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Nurture your ties to your tribe. If you don't have one, create a community that you can belong to. Modern life can be isolated. Let me stop right there. We've got Facebook, we've got iPhone, iTunes, iPad, I'm mad, I can't stand you, all those things going on in the world. Because we're bombarded with so much. Modern life can be isolated. When you have a tribe, you have a circle that you are a part of. Its members can be loved ones, friends, or neighbors. It can be a source of support, caring, guidance, and companionship. That's why some people go to spiritual centers. That's why people go to church. Some people are not really listening to what's happening there. It's just the people they're going to see. If you're not surrounded by tribe, it can be hard. Your tribe becomes a fertilizer to support you in your growth as a plant of life. People you can share with. Now, we've got technology to get close to people. I have a dear friend that most of you listeners know about. He used to live in Atlanta, and now he lives in Spain, Kamau. Now, I can't go and physically touch Kamau, but thank goodness there's so many technologies that I can use to see him and we can talk. We use Skype. And when I'm looking at him, he's looking at me. Well, I don't always have my camera on for other reasons. But anyway, I feel like we're in the same room and we're talking. We're having a great time. And we are moving into an area where, you know, we won't be touching each other, but touch a loved one. Hug a loved one. Someone once told me that there are people who go a whole week without being hugged, a month without being hugged, years. What? I just don't understand it. Anybody that knows me knows I love to hug. There's something about embracing another human being. Number six, nurture your ties to your tribe. Create one. Don't get so caught up about what they're doing or what they're not doing. You may actually find out when you let go of the judgment of what they believe, their religious beliefs or their spiritual beliefs, that you have a lot more in common. Sometimes your tribe is at work. Okay, let's move on to number seven. See the larger picture. Remember that the way that you choose to live is not the only way to live. Remember that the way that you choose to live is not the only way to live. Widen your perspective by exploring other modes of being through research, travel, and discussion. And a closed mind is dangerous. An open mind is open for the possibility. When you're open, you can receive. When you're closed, you're blocking your own blessing. When you're open, you're simply open for yourself. You get to experience more of God's goodness, more of God's godness that you are. Maybe the people that you're afraid to talk to, or didn't want to sit with in college, or people you just think, oh, they're strange, I don't understand their culture. Maybe you say they're Muslim, oh, they're Christian, they're Buddhist, they're African, they're Mexican, whatever you come up with, maybe they're the one that have the answer to the prayer. By them sharing their culture, their tradition, their language with you, you get to realize, oh my God, all this time I thought blah, 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 blah. Number 8, embrace the challenges that life presents to you and challenge yourself often. Number 8, embrace the challenges that life presents to you and challenge yourself often. After a time, even the most exciting job or lifestyle can seem routine. Never stop assimilating new knowledge about whatever you are doing, and your life would never seem dull. Embrace the challenges that life presents to you. When you do that, you're close to being the most powerful human being on the world, on the planet. Because when you embrace, you are accepted, you are trusted, you know that something, you're declaring that something good is seeking to be birthed. That makes you such a peaceful, powerful person when you embrace your challenge. Now, what does that mean, embrace? It doesn't mean someone slap you in the face and go get slapped the other one, ouch, or get slapped the next one, ouch. No. Embrace means to look at it and say, okay, there's a lesson here for me. God, I'm willing to learn. What do I need to see that I'm not seeing? Rather than judge and criticize and say, why me, why me, why is this happening to me? I'm a good person. I meditate, I pray, I give of myself. Stop it. The universe ain't interested in that. The universe don't even hear that kind of conversation. Embrace it. Take a breath. Tell the person, you know, I really want to hear what you're telling me. I really want to have a breakthrough in this situation, but I need to take a break so that when I come back, I am refreshed. We can continue the conversation, or I can pick up this book and read it because I'm not understanding. Embrace the challenges that life presents to you. Number 9, move your body, move your body, move your body, move your body, move your tongue, move your lips. Don't sing. Move your body. In this busy world, it can be easy to live a sedentary life, there you go, which means I had to look it up. We're so used to sitting still. We come out of the house, rush, we eat our breakfast. If we do, we put the kids in the car, we're driving, we're stuck in traffic, we go to work, we sit at a desk, and then we go to the restaurant to eat, we sit down, and then we get back in the car, and we don't move our bodies. And the body's like, please, I feel too heavy, shake some energy. Move your body. Movement reacquaints us with our body and connect us to the earth in a visceral way. It also restores our vitality. Think about when you go to a club. If you say, well, yeah, I don't have time to move my body. If you've been to a club, okay, you haven't been in a long time. Okay, just think about a time when you're in the house by yourself and you're just dancing, doing something silly. Or you do an exercise, or you stretch, you do yoga. You go for a walk. Your body's like, ah, thank you, I needed that. It's all about mind-body-spirit connection. Some of us get too caught up in the spirit and we forget the mind and the body. Or get too caught up in the body. We're vegan, we're this, we're that. We don't do this, but we can't meditate. It's a mind-body-spirit connection. That's a whole human being. And number 10, I have to make sure I get through this because you know how it goes on the show. So I'm not looking in the chat room. I don't even know if you guys want to say anything or got a question, but I'll come to you. Number 10, make time for stillness. Did we say that before? Make time for stillness, silence, and solitude. The world can be noisy, and we are subject to all kinds of noises nearly every waking hour. We are also often on the go, unable to relax. Being alone in a peaceful place and making time for quiet can help you stay in touch with yourself. Make time for stillness, for silence, for solitude. Because you live in a busy world. There's a lot of noise. You got to relax. Meditation is like laxative. for your soul, for your spirit, for your mind, for your body. Don't wait till you're constipated before you try meditate. Yeah. If you look at life, there's so many lessons. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at LifeConversationsRadio.com. Now I'm back in the switchboard. Life is good. It's getting better. 347-426-3346. Call in now. Call in now. Let's see what's going on in the chat room. Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm happy to hear that Mariana is way better today. Yeah, just keep it going. Stay in there. Don't try to hold on to feeling better or feeling good. Just be in the moment. Be in your body, Mariana. Whatever you're going through, give thanks for where you are and just trust the process. A moment to moment, a moment to moment. We're going to take a break and we'll be back. And when we're back, we'll go to the calls. We'll find out what people are seeking to share and express. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you're here. Make sure you don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. He's about to trip him off. He's already tripping. Okay, so let's just bring in Les Brown. I don't know what's going on, but I'm loving it. I'm not going to judge this moment. It's time to be still. As a matter of fact, Les Brown, we're going to put you on hold. I want to help my peeps. I want to hear my folk. I want to help my folk. Let's bring Carly Jackson for a quick meditation as we stay grounded in a busy world. Carly Jackson, help us out.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Take a little shortbread, budgie nut bar. How many cheeks? Take a little shortbread, budgie nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Greetings. This is your friend Aisha with Here to Inspire, and I'm here to invite you to an extra special event that I am going to be hosting November 25th, entitled The Power of Silence. The Power of Silence is a silent overnight retreat where we'll be taking you from a constant state of chatter, 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 chatter to a space of stillness, peace, quiet. Now, this retreat is open to everyone, whether you have ever been quiet in your life for 5 minutes or more, or you're a regular meditator and you understand the importance of going within. Either way, this is for you. It's going to be the day after Thanksgiving, the perfect time for us to come together. We'll indulge in a sweat lodge, guided meditation. There'll be a yoga class the next day, nature walks, journaling sessions, and time for reflection and healing treatments such as reflexology from Brother Robert Pugh with Happy Feet. We'll also be featuring Life Coach Ade, who will be speaking to us about the power of silence on Friday evening. I mean, this event is really, really going to be beautiful. I look forward to meeting and greeting you all there. For more information, go to www.heretoinspire.info or call 866-529-9422. The Power of Silence, November 25th at 7 o'clock p.m. Take some time out for self. You deserve it. Peace.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Take some time out for self so you can tap into that inner voice. I bet some of you say, oh, I want to do that.
Maybe I can go to a lot of...
Well, come on. That would be a gift to yourself. And if you can't come, don't say, I wish I can go. No, create that for yourself. Get a few of your friends and do it. And just be still. Find somebody who can speak there or not. But just find things that you think would light you up. And once you find the things that would light you up, shut it up and go within. We're going to take a call, but before we do that, let's see. I think I'll come to that outcome. We welcome all of you. Tanya is in the house. Welcome, my sister friend. Let's go to the gift giver, the oracle, the joyful one, Celeste, ladies and gentlemen. Hey,
Celeste. Hello, Ade, and you already took care of what I was thinking. You are so psychic. Because, yes, I'm going to say it. You told
me?
Us not to.
No,
oh,
I'm not psychic.
Whatever. I said it. I already said it. Oh, I wish I could be there for the power of silence. I know you said don't say that. But I do offer a gift, though. Aisha is so beautiful. I mean, you know if I'm saying my sister's name right. But Aisha is so beautiful that she left a very powerful gift on her wall today. And I wanted to share it because I remember listening to your show, you know, Real Beauty Starts from the Inside Out. I don't even know if I have that title right, but they can find it. You guys talked about baths, and yes, I'm outside. I'm walking in the rain, which is another way I ground myself. But anyway, taking a bath is so beautiful, taking that time for yourself. And if you don't mind, I would like to leave that recipe for your listeners so that we may partake in our own power of silence after Thanksgiving.
There it is.
Cool. Okay, so she left elixir for calmness and mental focus. You want to talk about groundedness? I can't wait to do this. But you start with one pot of freshly boiled rose water, 10 drops of lavender oil, 10 drops of eucalyptus oil, a half a cup of dead sea salt, and a quarter cup of coconut oil. Can you imagine bathing in that?
Yep.
I'll leave it alone. And the last thing that I wanted to say is I had a trigger about the time of the retreat, 7.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of water. It's the chariot. And it's the cancer, mm-hmm. astrologically. So after Thanksgiving, you guys are going to start at the time of the mother, going into the womb and being grounded. So that's the gift I wanted to share with you today. And I'm utilizing all the tools and tips. And thank you for helping me to be grounded every day.
You're very welcome, my dear friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being you and showing up so God can show out. Ooh, I love it when people show up because then we can all light up the world. We can truly be the light of the world because we all bright and shine our light. And people say, ooh, I'm blinded, I'm blinded. Actually, no, I'm not blinded. I'm seeing clearly, but I'm not used to seeing clearly. But all these folks are shining. They're shining so bright. 347-426-3346. Mariana, you wanted some books recommended? Yeah, there's so many. A Return to Love, A Return to Love by Marian Williamson. Conversations with God is a very good book, very simple, and just takes God out of that cloud and bring God back to your heart. Conversations with God with Neil Donald Walsh. There's Love. I love this one. Love Without Conditions by Paul Ferrini, and that's F-E-R-R-I-N-E, Paul Ferrini, Love Without Conditions. It has several books, and let's see. Betty, help me with some books. I mean, I have so many books, but those are ones I can think of. Oh, of course, The Sacred Yes. The Sacred Yes by Deborah Johnson. And what I will also say to you, Mariana, take some time. If you get a chance to go to the bookstore, one of those, you know, where you can sit there and pick up a book and read it. They're not getting no free plug on here unless they're going to sponsor this show. Go in there and just sit down and read. Let the book speak to you. You might find a book that you weren't even thinking about. But a book will actually speak to you. People who have walked down a bookshelf in a library or something, a book actually fall on their path and pick it up. But you are truly ready. And yes, what you said, taking time for yourself, educating yourself, connecting with yourself, it's awesome. It's what you're going through and growing through right now is a blessing. And it will get clearer and clearer as you keep moving. Just be real. Like you said, you don't want to be a caregiver. There's no point for that. Codependent relationship, it sucks.
347-426-3346. Let me step out of the chat room. Let me go to my resources. Let's see what's going on here. See, I have to check my emails every now and then, because sometimes people will send me emails while I'm doing the show. But I can do it today because I don't have a guest. Or I'm doing it today because I want to do it today. I may not do it another time when I don't have a guest. Now, so let's talk about the busyness again. That those of us who are busy running around doing stuff, maybe you heard a lot of things that make sense and it feels right, but you're still saying, well, you know, my life is just busy. He just doesn't understand. I mean, these are some questions I want to ask you. I just want you to think about this. When you find yourself being busy, what are you distracting yourself from? Are you finding that you're busy doing things that really don't amount to much because you're trying to distract yourself from what really needs to be done? Your own spiritual growth, reading something, spending time to reflect about who you are, spending time to create a vision board, maybe write the book that you know you're going to write one day. Maybe you're distracting yourself from just resting. And you're distracting yourself from resting because your parents told you while you were resting as a child you were being lazy. You don't want to be seen as lazy because your wife, your husband, your children, your family, whoever are going to say, gosh, you're lazy. Ask yourself, why are you busy? What are you doing to keep you so busy? What are you afraid of? And some people, as we get ready to go back to the call, some people stay busy because they're afraid of what they're going to hear in their own self. They don't want to hear their own pain. They're afraid to connect with their emotions. They're afraid to connect with their disappointment. So they have music up loud, running around, and get caught on the music up and put the iPod on and just listen to music. No place or space for silence to hear what themselves is trying to tell them, what the real you within you wants you to know. It's okay. Don't be afraid of yourself. One thing you can guarantee, yourself is not out to get you. Yourself is out to set you free. And when you listen and you remember forgiveness, and remember that forgiveness is forgiving, you give yourself the love you wish somebody else should have given you. So you forgive yourself the love and you listen to yourself. And then you connect with disappointments or fear or whatever it is. And then from that place, you can choose again. Right now, I'm choosing to go to my sister friend, the Glowing Gooch. Glowing Gooch, ladies and gentlemen, it's Tanya. How are you doing, my sister?
Hello, Renee.
How are you? I've just been
taking time for myself. And when you just talked about busyness.
You get an A. You get an A for that.
Oh, my goodness. When you talked about business, I was like, okay, he is psychic. Betty, watch him. You are psychic. Because you're hiding. When you're so busy and you're just doing everything for everybody else, you're actually only hurting yourself. Mm-hmm. You're making everything work for everybody else. And the main ingredient is you. And you're not taking care of you. When I started to be still, it started with you saying, stay in the flow. I was like, what is a day talking about? Because I was all over the highway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when I slowed down and I started being still, I could see God's visions more. Mm-hmm. I could see what was in store for me. And it's not that I'm not busy anymore. I just don't waste a lot of energy. I still have energy for me.
Right.
And that's who it belongs to. And when you talked about the tribe, if you start to get to know you, a lot of your tribal members or whatever, some of them will leave and some of them will stay.
That's right.
And you won't worry about it because that was their season to pick up with and do for you whatever they needed to do. And it's done. And God starts to put people around you. I'm not saying that they haven't gone through anything, but they're willing to share their testimony, which can help you.
That's true.
Because, like, right. I tell anybody, God was my enemy at one time. And that's how I know I can love my enemy now. Because not only did I have to forgive him, I had to forgive myself, and I also had to surrender to him. How many people want to surrender to their enemy?
Hmm.
When he took my mother, he was my enemy.
And what happens when you surrender to your enemy? You actually find out, wait a minute. I am my enemy. I'm the
exactly.
one.
Exactly. You're surrendering to yourself. I had a person tell me 5 years ago, Tanya, nobody's fighting you. You're fighting yourself. Mm-hmm. And I had to go back and tell them they were right. But I had a testimony to give to them when I went back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I wanted to say. I love you.
I love all of your listeners.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, darling. Thank you so much for that. Moment of inspiration, of sharing. Yes, it is so important to take time for self. When you take time to activate, to power up your source generator, you get resourced. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at 8. The number is 347-426-3346. That's funny. Mariana was asking for some suggestions for books, and I was going to tell her to also check out agapelive.com. And I think someone already mentioned that. You know, this is a wonderful community. Life Conversations Radio is a tribe. You know, this is where we support one another. We uplift each other. So there's Agape Live, agapelive.com. You can check them out. You can also check out hillsidechapel.org in Atlanta, Georgia. Dr. Barbara King is the minister. Just when you hear, when you visit this place, when you watch it online or if you visit, go there in person, what you hear is the truth that your soul has already known, that all we knew was real. But sometimes there's so much going on. So, Marianne, it's a wonderful time for you. This is happy birthday. Yeah, happy birthday to you. I wish I had a song that sings that, but I am not singing that right about now. 347-426-3346. When you're being busy and you're avoiding being fully alive, feeling connected, or are you avoiding feeling period? And there's this illusion about people who are out there teaching, writing books, have radio shows and TV shows and counselors and mentors, people that you admire. Sometimes it's something in our minds that makes us think, oh, they don't go through challenges. Like Tanya just said, anyone who has a testimony, you better believe they've been through the test, and there's more to come. Anyone who has a message for you that sets your soul free, you better believe their life has been in a mess. Anyone who inspires you, you better believe that they've been through a depression. You better believe that they've been through places where they didn't feel inspired. They wanted to give up. But it's all part of the soul's journey. Sometimes you've got to experience yourself as who you're not so that you can fully appreciate who you really are. Let's use money. We can use money, everybody. Well, I'm generalizing. And let me talk about us, all of us. Those of us that are united in spirit. So I can generalize when I talk about us. Because, you know, when you generalize and you're not talking about us, you're not really sometimes hard to know what people are talking about. But when we are talking about us, it's easy to generalize because we're united in spirit. Now, can you imagine if when you were born, you have more money in a bank account than you can ever spend, use, circulate it in 10 lifetimes. But, you know, the money was always there. And you live in a society where capitalism rules. Or you need money to do things you need to do. Now, as a child, as an infant, as a baby, that didn't mean nothing to you. But every time you wanted money, your parents said, go to your bank account. And you, oh, my money? And, I mean, just go and get it. Just go and get it. And then you're in your 20s and your 30s and your 40s, and the older you get, the more money you have. And then maybe one day you'll just, like, invite all the friends, and suddenly you go to your bank account and listen, you're overdrawn. But actually, you probably won't go, you think it's a mistake. Because all your life, you know you've always had money, and suddenly it's not in there. Oh, there's a mistake. You say, I want to talk to the manager. yeah, I just put my card in the ATM and it said there's no money in my account, you know. And there would be some sort of cockiness, a holy boldness, because you're like, I'm supposed to have money. Now, if whatever, just creating this picture as I go and picking it up out of the ethers, and suddenly you realize, and the manager said to you, we've had several people come in today. What their parents forgot to tell them that when they turn a certain age, all the money will be gone. But I'm so sorry. I know this is really hard for you to bear, but your parents never told you that when you turn 40, 50, whatever age, the age of 40, let's just play this game, the age of 40, that you will have to start earning your own income. But the parents forgot to tell them. If that was your experience, you won't know what to do. Now you have to think, okay, you may not in that moment realize the blessings of always having money, but as you start to go through the day, go through the week, go through the month, and you're like, bill, pay bill, oh my God, I don't have any money. You start to realize, wait a minute, what's going on here? Now, if for whatever reason, because you've developed your consciousness, let's be a little bit spiritual here, you've learned to attract money, and you start to bring in money again, and it's building up gradually, you will have a deeper appreciation for what you're recreating, because now you've had an experience of not having it. And this is a journey, this is a class, this is, you know, we're just here to play an experience. We experience the self as just being the body, and then we realize, no, I'm much more than my body. Sometimes we have health and we feel complete, and then maybe your little toes start hurting. You don't even know why. You can't walk. You start to appreciate health like never before. That's why you need to do your spiritual practice before all hell breaks loose. Because hell can break loose, you know. That's where you feel like you're stuck. You don't know where you're coming or going. Your relationship is breaking down. That's hell breaking loose. And, well, hell breaks loose, say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hell is breaking loose because now I can see clearly and heaven is opening up. Let's take a call, 347-426-3346. We go into a number 1111. I am the one, you are the one. What's your name and where you calling from?
Oh, this is
Betty. Yeah, it's you.
I forgot.
That's Betty. Yeah. Well, no point putting your name on it now. I'm pressing one now. Trying to slide in on me. Trying to see. Let me see psychic abilities if he's going to know it's me. If he thinks he's the one. So anyway,
yeah,
welcome aboard my corporate ether.
You're in my lane, so I just need you to, you know, to see if you was going to pick me up as being the one.
I am the one, and I recognize the one in you, and let's just do this thing. Hey, how are you? How have you been? Actually, you haven't said something. You haven't really added much to you, usually behind the scenes. So it's nice to see you. A good lass is here to see you at the right time to hear you. Marianne is here to hear your voice on the show. So what's bubbling up for you, my friend?
But you know what? I wanted to put in my two cents before we left about, you know, being busy. You know, I love this conversation. I love it because it's who we are. It's who we've become as a people. And no 2 months show it better than the months of November and December. Getting ready for the Thanksgiving season, getting ready for the Christmas season, you find people are more busier than normal. And, you know, being busy simply says I'm not grounded. I'm not grounded. And that's what being really, really busy is. Now, there's healthy busy. But when we get so busy that we can't think, that we're putting things off, then we're tending to cover up something. You know, I read so many people who are busy. And I often say, what would happen if you were just to slow down? And they often say, I will have to face my own problems. So one thing about people that are extremely busy, and you may know someone who's extremely busy, who's busy all the time, I almost guarantee that if you really was to sit down with them, you would realize that they are that busy because they are facing so much, and it keeps their mind from it. But, you know, being that busy, means you're not grounded. And when you're not grounded, it can only lead to certain things. It leads to people worrying. It leads to stress. It leads to exhaustion. And it leads to a lot of other things that takes us out of alignment with who we are. So it really behooves us to take those moments of silence. You know, when you had Dan Millman on the show, he has suggested people to take 30 seconds of meditation each day, mm-hmm. just 30 seconds of sitting down silently for 30 seconds. And what I tell people when I do readings is that, you know, it only takes your spirit guides and your angels maybe a good 3 seconds to give you some inspiration. That leaves them 27 more seconds to help clear away some of that stuff that's causing you to be so busy. So just 30 seconds. So when I was researching and trying to look up some wonderful tips for you to share with folks, I came across something that was written by Dr. Joan Borisenko. I think I'm saying her name right. And it really hit a core with what we do. And she explained how she gets through being so busy and trying to stay grounded in a busy world. And she wrote a book called Inner Peace for Busy People. Mm-hmm. And she writes, when I'm centered, it's easier to respond to people, to catch the nuances of their attention, and to let inspiration flow through me, thinking of myself as an instrument that life plays rather than the source of the melody, has helped me to be a better juggler of life. The instruments need to be cleaned and polished, treated with care. And when I'm in balance, the unbalanced hodgepodge of things on the to-do list are accomplished more effectively. So treat yourself with care, stay grounded by committing to maintaining an organized space. That way, when you're confronted with one of life's challenges, you can handle it from a place of clarity and calmness, centered and able to assess your wisdom. Now, I often tell people, you know, it would be foolish for me to say, no, everything is okay when we're rushing, rushing. But you have to have a place to detox from the world. And this is a place where you become grounded again, where you take that 30 seconds of meditation, where you take that 10 minutes. And I often say, take one part of your bedroom. Take some place in your home that you can claim and turn it into your mini sanctuary. Put your favorite chair there. Put things in it that makes you smile when you look at it. Put that favorite tape there that you can listen to that uplifts you. Have that be your special place to go each day when you need to detox from the world, when you need to slow down for that 30 seconds, when you need to become regrounded. It's really important to have some place to go where you can do just that. I have such a place in my home, and I tell you, I allow nobody in it or anything in it that's going to bring disharmony or not a good energy. But I think we all need that place to go to. If you can't find it in your home, find that special tree in a park or that special lakefront, some place where you say, for now, this is where I go to become regrounded when life gets a little too busy or a little too hectic for me. When I come here for 20 seconds, 30 seconds, half an hour, I can reground myself. And then try to do it every day. So, but you know, being busy don't solve anything. It actually adds to the problem. So I hope as we go into next week is Thanksgiving, that we mm-hmm. can, you know, take some time to slow down. Yes, we're going to have that wonderful meal. We're going to try to connect with family. Christmas then comes right up after that. And we find that as we go, we're running down this hill, and it's moving. And this is why so many of us crash after the holidays. So mm-hmm. take some time, slow down. It's important right now to find a sanctuary that you can create for yourself to detox from the shopping or the Black Fridays or everything else that's about to happen. But, you know, yes. We really need to slow down these days in this world and truly slow down and smell the roses or mm-hmm. admire your Christmas tree that you just put up or say hello.
Yeah, no, that's right. Yes. Thank you, Betty. We're getting ready to release the show. Thank you, Betty, for all you're doing behind the scene and making Life Conversations Radio Train just keep moving on like gravy. It's the gravy train. I appreciate you, my friend. We're getting ready to release the show. Meditation for busy people, you know. But when you really listen to it, it's a hook. They still will tell you to slow down. Slow down. Counterintuitive, I know. It's about slowing down. It's about slowing down. Even if you're impatient, if you were born too early, you still got to come on this planet and slow down. You just want to get to things. You want things to be done. Slow down. Here's something. Spiritual nourishing ourselves is imperative if we want to be effective in the process of bringing balance to our world. Taking good care of our spiritual selves mean watching our spiritual intake on a moment-to-moment basis. Key word, moment-to-moment basis. Committing to communion with our source at least 3 times a day is a viable prescription to surviving long enough to assist in shifting the paradigm. That's from Soul Journey to Truth, the soul journey to your truth that lives within you, Soul Journey to Truth. And there's a lot going on now. There's a lot going on. Do yourself a favor. Be still so you can deal with it, so you can flow with it, so you can go with it, so you can glow with it. And I'm getting ready to get out of here so I can glow with what I need to glow with next. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I'll be back here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you hear Lisa Williams, who will be connecting heaven and earth. Since if your lines are a bit funny, she'll help you. I come to release the show. This is the Agape Choir. Blessed always. Vicky Byers Beckwith, Agape Choir. You want to go to their website, agapelive.com, agapelive.com. My website address is lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. Peace and blessings. Be real. Be true. Be loved, beloved. Blessed always. Peace and blessings.
Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.